Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, a lesson from mathematics. Place value only works in math. Even those of you who struggled in this subject probably recognize the concept. You know, the value of a digit is based on the place that it occupies in a series of digits. Like the digit 2 in the number 257 has more value than that same digit in the number 132 because of its place. Now, it's a very convenient tool in math, but too many carry it over to life. Whole civilizations, not the least of which is the one that I talk a lot about in this blog, whole civilizations have been built around the value assigned to a soul based on its place in society. You were born into the slave place, then you are valueless forever. By God's grace, heaven does not view things this way, unless one wants to quote the theological truth that if any man's place is in Christ, he's a new creation, utterly valuable because of Jesus. For certain, place does not equal value once one is in the kingdom. If the Spirit of God endows one with 2 gifts and another with 5, heaven that did the endowing doesn't assign more value to greater giftedness, but rather to faithfulness. The old woman's place is in the home adage is taken in a negative way by almost all who hear it. That's because we assume that home women are less valuable and that men who want their women at home must be making a value judgment. Well, some are, but some aren't. Of those who are, some are assigning a higher value to a mother and wife. And of course, that's not true either. Value is not gift or gender or race oriented. Value comes from the first day we were created, when God pronounced us all good. I'm not denying what happened a couple chapters later in Genesis. I'm only saying that value and place aren't the same thing. Paul encouraged masters and servants alike to be faithful. Men and women have seriously differing roles and rules, but are equally valuable. The old and the young, ditto. Even nations and nationals vary greatly. God says He can use their diversity without tampering with their worth. We're told to hold fast that which we have, not that which someone else has, to be faithful to our death, and not to bury anything. The prizes are given out to the good and faithful servants, not to the good and valuable ones. No one, absolutely no one, will be able to say to Jesus on that day, "But look where you placed me," because place is not value. Thank you for listening. For a written copy of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. From the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up and then click on Weblog, and also on that page you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and a lot of information about North Korea. For more information about a trip that we're taking and about Seoul, USA that's sending us there, write me an email at diakonos3, D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, and the number 3, at gmail.com. I want you to pray with me that God will have His way in North Korea, the land we call Chosun, but also in your life and in my life too. Let's pray for one another. Amen.